Hi, it's Nico Pino, live from Brazil in Manaus, Amazonia.
Nico, we see that one of Africa's five teams, Cameroon, will be playing later on today. What's the sentiment on the ground?
Yes, so obviously the pressure is growing around Cameroon because if they don't win tonight, they're going to go home. So that's why everybody is expecting a huge game from the Lions. But we don't know right now. That's the kind of mysterious. If Samuel Eto'o is going to play or not tonight. If you remember on Monday, he said on Twitter that he would not play because of a knee injury. But yesterday in a press conference, he said that, oh, maybe I'm going to play. This is a secret and I'm not going to, you know, say if I'm going to play or not. So we don't know. Most of the experts, they say that he's not going to play, but we'll see tonight on the stadium in Manaus. And you have also to remember that Croatia was a good team against Brazil, so it's not going to be easy for Cameroon to win this game.
So do you think this mystery surrounding Samuel Eto'o will play into tonight's performance by Cameroon?
No, because I think the players among the Cameroon team, they know if Eto'o is going to play or not. So I think they're already ready to play. It might have an impact against the Croatian psychology because they would like to know if the best player is gonna play or not against them. But definitely you will have two good teams tonight in Manaus playing. So I'm not sure if this is really relevant. And right now it's like a tricky game. I'm not sure it's funny for everybody.
All right. Thank you very much, Nico. We'll catch up with you again when we look at how the Ivory Coast is going to play in their forthcoming match.
For sure. Thank you, Marvelous.